Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States has strongly condemned the forced diversion to Minsk of a plane carrying a Belarusian opposition activist on an internal EU flight. The Belarusian government told the pilot to land in Belarus, claiming there was a bomb threat to the aircraft, then arrested the journalist and activist Roman Prostasevich. Steve Jackson reports.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it was a brazen and shocking act to divert a commercial flight and arrest a journalist. He demanded an international investigation, saying Washington was coordinating with its partners on the next steps. He described as deeply concerning the use of a Belarusian military jet to escort the Ryanair flight and the reported involvement of the country's security services. The US has called for the release of Mr. Protasevich, who has been a prominent and influential voice against President Alexander Lukashenko since disputed elections triggered mass protests against him last year.
Lithuania's president, Gitanas Nausėda, says the EU should react decisively against Belarus for diverting the passenger plane to Minsk. President Nausėda was speaking to the BBC.
We should react and very decisively and immediately. We have the European Council meeting tomorrow, and I will raise this issue in this meeting, and I will ask for additional sanctions which could be imposed on the Belarusian regime, because this regime becomes too big threat for just safety of civil aviation in the world.
Relatives and supporters of George Floyd, the African-American killed by a white policeman in Minneapolis, are holding a rally to mark the first anniversary of his death. The event started outside the county buildings where George Floyd's killer, Derek Chauvin, will learn on Tuesday how long he'll have to spend in prison. Mr. Floyd's death triggered a wave of protests across the US and elsewhere about the treatment of black Americans by the police. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Floyd's sister, Bridget, said she would continue to fight for him.
I will stand and be the voice for him. I will stand and be the change for him. Yeah. I will stand and continue to be the legacy for him.
Yeah. 14 people were killed in northern Italy when their cable car plunged 20 metres to the ground as it approached a mountain summit beside Lake Maggiore. Hikers nearby were quoted as having heard a hissing sound immediately before the crash, adding to suspicions that a cable supporting the car snapped. The 20-minute ride had only recently reopened after the lifting of coronavirus restrictions. Italy's president and prime minister have expressed their shock and sadness. The cable car takes people from the town of Stresa. World News from the BBC.